Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today with a brand new call with one of our very favorites, Marlene Allen. Our topic for today is quantum stem cell vision regeneration. Transform your life into your dream reality with 2020 vision. One of the things, before I go on to explain about today's call, one of the things I wanted to tell you guys, I mentioned a few days ago, about the docuseries that I am producing with Betsy Chassie, who was the producer of the very famous viral documentary called What the Bleep Do We Know. So I mentioned to you guys that we had four of our you know, SHTJ healers, master healers that are going to be featured in the docuseries. And the documentary basically follows them as they work with clients so that people can see energy healing is real, it's backed by solid science, and the results are real as well. And one of those healers was, of course, our dear Marlene. So as we have her with us today live on the call, I want to take a couple of minutes with you, Marlene, to just talk about how that experience was. I know you have finished the recording. And if you can tell us a little bit about how that experience was and what exactly were you working on with your client and if the results have been, if it's still a work in progress or is it over yet?
Oh, great. Yes. Hi, Iram. Thank you for having me on. And, yeah, thrilled to be on the docuseries. This is a wonderful idea that you had, actually. I'm proud to be a part of it. It's incredible that the vision here for what you've got in store for humanity, I believe, it's larger than probably we all thought at the beginning, but I think this is going to have some huge benefits for almost everybody who sees this, because we've got some old beliefs around what, you know, energy healing is, what we do. You know, it just isn't something that's taught in school. It probably should be, you know, we'd be a lot further along probably by now, but it's going to actually shed light on who the people are. We're just really average people, have had experiences, you know, similar to everybody else, but certain things have happened to us, and we went through those, you know, dark night of the soul, or we did something, and we remember things, and we, you know, have intuitive abilities and so forth, so it's bringing out natural things, natural gifts, and natural ways and abilities to, you know, help other people, to assist, you know, the things that are, you know, bothersome and debilitating for, you know, humanity. And so, yeah, kudos to you, Iram, for bringing this forward. You couldn't, you know, probably be a better person, I think, because of all of your experience, that you know that this is something that's come. This time has come, right? So, yeah, I'm just really excited to be working with the people that that I have been working with and been doing some clearings on. We're going to have a really good shoot that highlighted a couple of different clients of mine. So, yeah, you'll have to see it too. Wait till it comes out.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it's really exciting. I know the producers have been amazed. They're very exciting too, very excited, and can't wait. Honestly, can't wait to see all the results. And my part is going to be on the 21st. I'm going to be going to finish my part in the docuseries on the 21st, and then hopefully we'll be able to watch it in January. So very excited about that. And it's interesting that your topic today is about vision, and the docuseries is going to help people change the way they look at energy healing. So that's really cool. I thought I would talk about that connection. I want to talk about today's call now. It's very exciting because it is truly about transforming our lives into a dream reality with clarity, with 2020 vision. So those of you that may not have heard Marlene before, here is a little bit about her. Marlene Allen is an internationally renowned master intuitive spiritual healer, instructor, and speaker, and a quantum health activator and past life channel of your body power, life expansion, and visionary leadership academy. She's the go-to quantum expert affecting desire change on multiple levels for celebrities, clients, leaders, and business speakers, coaches, consultants, and for discerning women everywhere. Today, it's your turn to claim clear vision for your life. Marlene's deep sense of knowing, ego, drama, and agenda-free through neutrality and spirit provides insight into human issues, utilizing Marlene's intuitive Your Body Powers accelerated healing system. Your body responds by divulging the real reason behind any problem. Thousands of people have found profound relief through her work, and today it is your turn. So some of the questions I'm going to be asking to Marlene today, just so you guys are prepared, what's really behind vision and eyesight problems? Can we really correct them? What's the master director of whether we have 20/20 vision? And how can we access and optimize the direction of our own eyesight? So there are some of these questions, and how does this really then factor into us? You know, how is the physical connection of vision connected to what kind of clarity we have in our lives? So some very exciting things we're going to be covering today. And, of course, you guys will get a chance to connect with Marlene on one-on-one calls and ask your questions and what's really the reason behind any kind of physical vision issues that you have. So welcome, my dear Marlene, once again. I am so excited about today's call. Okay, cool. So let's just jump right in. The first question, what's really behind vision and eyesight problems? And can it really be corrected through this kind of work?
Yeah, great. Great question. Well, what's really behind it? There's several things. I found fear. Fear is a big one. Fear of a lot of things. Mm. Fear of life in general. Yeah. You know, and stress. Of course, stress is behind a lot of different diseases and illnesses, but it can cause vision problems because it makes you go into that fight or flight, and then it releases cortisol. So that cortisol, adrenaline, and so forth, that can actually cause physical pressure to build up in the eyes, leading to, you know, different vision issues. But there's also many other things that, you know, could be cellular memory from another timeline, for example, unresolved energies there. Usually one of, you know, cruelty or some kind of experience that was very despairing, right? So that's what I found a lot of that. And then, you know, maybe healers, maybe people who are healers in the past, you know, somebody who had a vision or intuition that were harmed, okay, so that blocked their vision. I found that a lot. There's genetics, of course, genetic coding. I also found lymphatic blockage. Interesting. You know, we've got lymph nodes all over our body. So that blockage there, you know, early childhood things. I just saw someone who had a really traumatic experience with a pet, and it was enough to, you know, shut them off, right? So that can happen. There's DNA, of course. There's brain dysfunction somewhere. And there's a self-punishment program. And a lot of people, believe it or not, have this self-punishment program running. So that can cause a lot of different problems, not just vision, but, you know, that suffering and sabotage kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah, there's dark energy, spirit attachments, imprints on your brain. Your energy body could be, you know, the etheric body closest to your physical body. That could be dirty and out of sorts. So yeah, there's several things. but yes, we can clear your vision problem. You asked, can we
by correcting these?
Yeah, and the answer is yes, we can. And I did. Okay, so I know we can. You know, nearly everybody in my family, most of my relatives, did or currently do wear glasses, and I did since I was in my 20s. I got that mine was caused, you know, physically by like lymphatic blockage, emotional shock, some genetics. But now I don't wear glasses. I haven't worn glasses for 7 years now. Yeah. That's when I started working on my own nearsightedness. And my vision improved. I tossed away the glasses because I couldn't see out of them anymore. They're like, wow, I used to wear these? My gosh. And, the reader glasses, even the ones are too strong for me. So I don't wear anything, for vision. I'm close to 20/20 again. I'm going to include myself in a program that I have available for your listeners, just to get to the very bottom of the what have I missed kind of thing. But yeah, I'm real close to 20/20 vision.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so cool. I love it. I love that. Awesome. Now, what is the master director of whether we have 20/20 vision as you are getting towards that yourself? And what can we do to optimize the direction of our own eyesight?
Oh, okay. Well, the master director is in the brain. That's the occipital lobe. It's in the back part of the brain, and that's what's involved with vision. So there's the optic nerve, there's the visual cortex, and that's our brain's connection, okay, to vision, because the eyes are connected to the brain because that's what translates everything that you see into whatever consciously you can understand there. So it's all linked. It's linked to memory. It's linked to your attention span, choices you make. But if you're having any type of physical vision symptom right now, chances are, you know, it requires upgrading of your brain, since really your brain is like 50% of it in some ways devoted to vision. Incredibly, it's almost half of your brain is devoted some way to vision. So, it's huge, right? It's a large nerve. There's the nervous system involved here, and that's why we say stress is a big thing, right? Because that really works in the nervous system and keeps the nervous system switched on into that fight, flight, or freeze mode for a lot of us. And then, you know, there's the eye muscles too. There's, you know, reduced vision makes your eye muscles work harder. It can cause you eye strain, headaches, balance or disorders or dizziness. A lot of people think, well, I'm getting older, you know, that's what happens. But it doesn't have to, right? These things can be just because you have, you know, a vision issue going on, right? And so correcting that, you can correct, you know, standing more, your steps can be more strong. You can feel like you're more grounded. Bending over to pick something up, you don't have to get dizzy, that kind of thing. So there's a lot more to it, and the brain has a lot to do with directing how you see things, you know, how you see your life, right? And then also there's the quality of your life, right? So by taking care of your eyes and addressing things like cataracts, glaucoma, vision loss, whatever, it can help your brain perform better. So, you know, good vision is really key to, you know, driving safely, of course, you know, keeping us out of accidents and preventing us from falling and things like that as we do get older. And it can actually decrease memory loss, you know, and your risk of having dementia and so forth. So there's a lot of things that play into that, but it also then, you know, it helps your brain process the world around you better, right? So then you've got the balance of movement and so forth, but depth perception, all of that, right? So so we're not, you know, tripping over curbs and doing things that some people do, right? So then, you know, science really, however, really doesn't know what creates vision and so forth, but we can read it. And we can read it at the quantum level and then clear the element that may be blocking good vision for you. So that's what works, and that's what I do. So we'll talk about that in a minute here, but definitely there is something that we can do, and the brain is part of the whole process of vision. So there's the physical part, and then there's the mental and emotional and all kinds of different areas here.
Wow.
To address. Yeah, but having
this
a vision.
This is amazing. This is so amazing, Marlene, because what you're also saying is that our DNA program, whatever we inherited from our parents, like it was a belief that, okay, if everybody in my family had poor vision, they needed glasses, then most likely I'm going to need them too. And if I've had glasses, my children are probably going to need them too. It's in our genes. I think what I'm hearing you say is that no, it doesn't have to be that way, even if it was in your DNA program.
Yes. Yes and no. Okay. Yes, because I did clear a DNA program for me that was, in my genetics. And so I do look at that, and absolutely you're going to want to clear out any bad, DNA programs for poor vision. But no, you don't have to be that way. You don't have to buy into it. And a lot of the things where people say, well, it runs in my family, just look at everybody wears glasses. So now, so maybe it's a belief in running in your family. People don't understand that. They think that it just does look, But yes, but everybody else looked and saw that too. So they believe that it runs in the family, right? So there's a belief system underneath this that we can address also. And that helps. But then also just the DNA does record, okay? So like a computer program, we may have been factory set, not originally, but our factory settings could have been tweaked to allow compromise of vision to happen. Maybe when when they say, in your 30s, your eyeballs, change shape and so forth. Well, maybe that's a DNA tweak that we had somewhere along the line of programming. So we can deprogram that tweak and get your body's ability to function visually, optimally better. So those preset limitations that can hold you back from seeing clearly can be undone, if you will. So we don't do any programming into your DNA. All I do is take out and let go of what doesn't belong, what didn't belong there in your human template in the first place. So faulty programs around that. But yeah, the limitations can be lifted, and it can be more than just the DNA. Okay, so it can be in your bloodline. So that's your mother's family kind of thing. So it could be something that ran in their family. And yeah, there can be some issues. So maybe there's a physical blockage somewhere, fluids didn't, come through or whatever. And maybe that blockage physically was in the DNA or in your bloodline. So those things, yes, physically we can go through and clear them away. So toxic negative energies, regardless of where they originated, that's what we work with in the quantum vision regeneration. So you can improve symptoms like nearsightedness, which is what I had, farsightedness, blurriness, cataracts, floaters. A lot of people have those floaters, pressure problems that can be like glaucoma, astigmatism, other, visual symptoms and so forth. So, there's a lot to do with deprogramming these preset programs in your DNA, but that can bring back your own frequencies, your own vision code, your own useful code of, I call it beauty, love, and perfection. So that's what I go for when looking at DNA.
Awesome. Thank you for that detailed answer. So it seems like there's a lot of help, even if this is in our DNA, even if perhaps we already have vision issues. And it seems like majority of what we can clear are our emotions, right? That has a big impact on emotions. So how can we do that? How can we clear or transform emotions to see more clearly?
Okay, yes. It's very connected. Okay, so emotions are, for example, let's just take for glaucoma. Okay, so what is connected with emotion there? It could be hostility or aggression trying to manifest. That's what glaucoma can manifest, you know, from, is these emotions. Floaters, they can actually be traumas from the past, attachments that you're blocking, okay? And a lot of things, of course, are, you know, what is it that you don't want to see, right? So, you know, what did you block out? What, and I know absolutely, because when it, you know, comes to nearsightedness, is like, who may reject me? You know, who do I need to be accepted by and why? And I narrowed that down and I found out, yes, it's my parents, you know, for, I know my dad wanted a boy and I knew it, right? and my mom, you know, she was adopted and she really didn't have the capacity to give that free love that, you know, you expect to be cherished as a child and so forth. So I knew that's what started it for me. So, you know, it was that sense of being rejected at a very foundational level that started this. And I didn't want to see that. Okay, and there was other things then that I didn't want to see. I didn't want to know about my family or my origins, and, you know, it looked like maybe other people, other families had it better. So to see that, and then versus to see where I am, I didn't want to see where I was. So that vision I blocked out. So that was the nearsighted. I was just so nearsighted, I couldn't look into the future to see where, you know, where I could be or what was it in the past, right? So that's, you know, there can be grief, guilt, anxiety, different emotional components to, you know, what is going on physically with your eye. And they didn't just start yesterday. The physical problems didn't start yesterday. They are a physical manifestation of something that happened with an original change, something that happened in your consciousness, right? So the consciousness can be beliefs. It can be thoughts, whatever's going on in your mind. Just like I had the thoughts of, you know, I was rejected, right? So those thoughts manifested then into, you know, they go into your energy centers, your chakras, and so forth, and they, you know, throw things out of balance, and you're supposed to realize with clarity of what it is that that happened to you, but most of the time we don't, and then because we didn't, then it eventually manifests into the physical, and that's where we then have a physical problem, and we think, oh, you know, I got watery eyes. Yes, but they didn't start because of something that happened a day or two ago, right? So working in vision, yes, you're going to get right away, you know, unlocking what the core reason or root cause of your issue is. We can let that go, like, right now. Vision, the actual physical eye, the eyeball, the, you know, the vision in the brain, that takes a few, I would say, weeks. And, you know, we could be looking at 50 days, really, to get the physical manifestation to come about. So that's part of the upgrade that I do. And that's still, you know, very good compared to, you know, going the rest of your life without being able to see well. So that is, a physical manifestation comes slower. And it's just because we're in 3D. And actually, it's been more powerful and sped up lately, I've noticed. So we are getting some more huge shifts quickly than we've ever had before, which is, I think, really cool. And I've been doing things to add into that to make it even faster for people. But still, you know, we are still in these physical bodies. So that's why it takes a little bit of time. But all in all, yeah, you'll get emotional, mental, spiritual clearings. They happen immediately, so you can realize some change right away. But yeah, you're looking at the relationship there with emotional traumas. Usually, is what causes a lot of vision issues.
Okay. Wow. Cool. Okay. I want to take some callers now because I see a lot of questions coming up. I would love for you guys to be on the phone lines and then press star 2 to raise your hand. Okay, and then I'll look at the webcast questions. She, Marlene will do readings and clearings on the phone line. So if you want to get a chance to talk to her, please make sure you're there. So, Marlene, if you can pick a number between 1 and 30, I will unmute that caller.
All right. Let's go with number 17.
Number 17 is area code 231. 231 area code, you are on.
Hi. There.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can
who's
you hear
this?
Me? It's Destiny. Yes, it's Destiny.
I'm sorry. What did you say, hon?
My name is Destiny.
Destiny. Okay, great.
Yeah. Does it have to be with regards to the eyes, or can she just check? Because I'm actually feeling it more in my ribcage, like there's some kind of interference going on in my ribcage.
Well, today's call is about vision and eyes. So it's more with either related to eyes, or if you have any confusion about perhaps the direction in your life, is if there's something lacking in clarity.
Okay, yeah. There we go. Yep, okay. The direction in my life right now would be really nice. If you can see anything about that, that would be really good.
Okay,
a lot of confusion.
A lot of confusion. Okay. I am feeling that there is some attachments here, and I'm doing a clearing for you right now to let these go. Okay. So it's some dark energy stuff. So that's probably what you were feeling in your rib cage. So let me do that while you're talking.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you, Aram.
You're welcome, dear.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, so that can decrease clarity and vision for direction. You know, when we have things that are not us, you know. So that's that little chatter in the in our mind that tells us things that really we need to discern what that is versus our intuition. So to have clear vision, to have clear inner vision, we need to be able to trust what it is and, where this information comes from. So to have these attachments is not beneficial for our inner vision. So that's part of what I do here, is to clear all the things that aren't you. So this is part of it, actually. Yeah. So actually good start, because this is where I start, really. I do. I check people's life force, and I check where, is there something here that's not supposed to be here? And I get that cleared now, so that should be better. So then you can come at things from your own perspective and from your own ideas, from whatever's in your mind. But actually, intuition doesn't come from the mind. So much as people think it does, but it's more of a gut thing. It's a heart-based, listen to your heart, or how does your gut feel on certain areas. But you're saying the rib cage, so you're feeling something stuck in there, which is very observant. So very good. Let me clear
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So do you have a vision issue? Vision problem?
It's kind of more like in my head, but yeah, kind of blurry vision.
Okay.
Like I can see up close, but not far away. Or I can see far away, but not up close kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So something that you don't really want to see. So something that you're staying out of focus for a reason. And there's a, let's see, for you it feels like there's, let me look at this here. Something that was imprinted Is this on the brain? Yeah, something imprinted on the brain. From when did this happen? Actually, it's still happening. It was on another timeline. Okay, so let's let this go. An imprint on another timeline for you. Something that you didn't want to see then, or there, wherever that is, whenever that was. Let's let this imprint go. Let's check now.
Whoa.
Okay. Feels like that cleared.
I feel that one.
Did you? Okay. Yeah, that cleared.
Whoa. Wow. That was big.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. They can be. Yeah. So something that's stuck down there, like an imprint, that's just like a, it's like an overlay, if you will. So it overlays things on you.
Oh.
Yeah. So we just peel that off.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah. 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 Okay, very good.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Aram. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad
for that.
You're so welcome. I'm glad you got that clearing. Awesome, awesome. Sounds like you feel much better.
Yes. Much awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. My pleasure.
That was amazing. All right. Let's pick another number really quickly, and I will unmute them.
Okay. Let's go with number 8.
And just a heads up, please be ready with your question so we can move along quickly. This number 8 is area code 717. You are unmuted now.
Hello, Aram. Hello, Marlene. This is Diane. Hi.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I have one eye that's more nearsighted and one that's more farsighted. And so I always get a different correction in my contacts through that. And at nighttime, sometimes I have these floaters. They're like these white floaters until I kind of calm down, go to sleep, and then they seem to go away. But I had some bumps on my head along the way, and also had the trauma from childhood that you mentioned about yourself. You know, parents, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing a lot of punishing and yelling and shutting you down kind of thing. And, you know, the whole rejection thing. So I have all that too. So anything you can see would be very, very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Yeah, clearing something right now for you around control. So it's a control type energy. So clearing that. And that feels like it's from, you know, childhood. Yep. And let's check here. Emotional, some kind of emotional abuse. Okay. Getting that. Let's clear that. Okay. And then another. Feels like another time. You're maybe around 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing flames, like there's a big fire. something that you couldn't believe your eyes. As a 5 year old, this was traumatic in a huge way. Your whole life shook. Things that you knew and loved were going up in flames, and there was no going back. So you saw this horrible scene that affected you, and you still haven't had completion around this. It wasn't resolved. It was just felt like nobody wanted to talk about it. I mean, they did, but it was like they didn't talk to you about it, you know, so you didn't have resolution around your feelings. So let's look here. Clearing around that. Also, there's a rejection here. So let's clear rejection. That's what it feels like. And there's fear, of course. Let's clear the fear. And helplessness. Okay, that little child didn't, there was nothing they could do. They just stood there and stared, and this was like burned into their vision, into their eyesight, into their brain, right? So it was that helplessness, that staring of into something that was horrific. So let's get rid of this. Let's let this go. This is a little five-year-old. You can give her a big hug if you'd like. Let her know how strong, how courageous she was to be in that situation and survive it. And you can, yeah, just give her a big hug. Let her know she is definitely loved and nothing to be afraid of anymore. Yeah, give her a kiss. There we go. Yeah, feels like she's feeling better. Wow. Do you relate to that little five-year-old?
Yeah, I do. I do. When you mentioned, I just got really like tense and scared again, and then it subsided. It did subside, and I do feel I feel better now. But everything you said was spot on.
Yeah. So it's just a little scared five-year-old, but she held that vision. And so your vision was scattered, right? One left, you know, farsighted, one nearsighted. So it's like you wanted to move on, but yet you were stuck in the past, right?
That's true. And I have a little, my last doctor's appointment, I have a little cataract coming in. It's just very in the beginning, but it's coming. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, this is definitely something that we work with, or, you know, so in package, I would say at least do package B, which what I'm going to mention a little bit here, but that's going to include the brain. So you're probably going to want to do the brain clearings too for cataracts. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, certainly.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Dear. All right. Fantastic. I was looking at your offer page, which if you guys want to take a look at, it's at orderjoy2020.com/vision21. And I'm reading all these amazing testimonials. for example, one person said, I no longer notice a blurry area where my astigmatism is. Another person said, I'm seeing the world clear and without restriction. Another person, haven't worn glasses for 2 months. And then another person, I needed new glasses with less correction. Another person, 2040 to 2030 already in my right eye. And then another person, my old pair of glasses are now blurry. Another person, I can drive again. Another person, dramatic improvement in my vision. So awesome. Really cool results. And then I'm reading some of the most common reasons behind some of the most common complaints that people have with vision, and it makes so much sense. For example, you say that glaucoma is usually because of hostility and emotionally charged aggression that is trying to manifest. And then for floaters, it's past life traumas and attachments that are blocking opportunities. Eye twitching is usually connected to suppressed childhood trauma and fears disrupting your energy body. Watery eyes, inability to express inner grief, anxiety, guilt, and denial. And then under eye circles, deep-seated resentment, remorse, and regret. That is just, I mean, that is just amazing. And then to be able to see such amazing results in people's visions, Marlene, I mean, that is just so fantastic. that people are able to report back such a... See, this is what had prompted me. This is one of the reasons that prompted me to even produce this documentary that I was talking about. Because these results, I mean, you can't argue with them, right? I mean, a person has a certain vision and a prescription, and then they go through your program and it changes. I mean, how do you argue with that? It's proof. It's there. Proof is in the pudding. And in this case, proof is in your prescription. It's changed. It's for the better. I mean, that is just so fantastic and exciting. Wow. I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate that. So,
yeah,
what about, you know,
we're told that vision cannot improve, right? That's what the doctors tell us, is that it can't improve.
That's what they say.
They'll say that there was a mistake made on some other prior reading then, you know, compared to what you're getting now. So that must have been a mistake.
Yeah.
Let's do it again or something like that. I've heard that a lot. So.
I
don't think they're not trained to realize that there can be improvement. That's not part of the curriculum they're trained in. So it doesn't exist to them. But it exists.
And this is, I was just going to say, it's so exciting, Marlene, because, you know, somebody was telling me, you know, this is the right time. You're actually producing this documentary on the right time. And I believe that to be true. I believe that this is really perfect timing because thanks to COVID, a lot of underlying issues that were already existing were brought up to the surface. Like I have come back to the U.S. after 2 years, and it's not the same country anymore. It's just like the polarization is shocking. But we cannot say that COVID did this. No, COVID didn't do this. COVID just brought it up to the surface. This already existed. And the other thing is that thanks to COVID, one of the things that has become crystal clear is that medical science, even though it's very beneficial, I'm not one of those people that say, you know, just throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are many, many benefits to medical science, but that it's not the only answer. And sometimes, not only that it's not the only answer, it's not even the best answer sometimes. There are better answers out there. There are better options out there. You know, I was just thinking of another documentary that just came out, Wisdom of Trauma, which I highly recommend if people haven't watched it, sign up and watch it. It's a fantastic documentary by Dr. Gabor Mate, who's doing groundbreaking work when it comes to healing trauma. He's basically the expert on addiction. And he says that addiction is always connected to trauma. So he's bringing a very compassionate light to looking at addicts, the way we looked at them in the past, perhaps, where it was like, why can't you just give it up? Why can't you just, you know, not do this anymore? Well, it's not in their control. If they could, they would have. So instead of judging the person, let's look at their trauma and let's heal the trauma. So.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I'm seeing the world waking up to these other options, looking at things differently, looking at what is behind whatever the symptom is, like addictions are symptoms of something. And what is the reason behind it? Having compassion, having understanding for that. So what Gabor Mate is proving with his team of doctors is that when you heal the trauma, you heal the addiction, even if it's, you know, a couple of decades long behavior that doctors say cannot be fixed. People that had become homeless, they had, you know, basically given up on life because they couldn't get the right treatment. They're treating them with these groundbreaking treatments. Sometimes within just one session, they're getting healed. So what's going on? It's like, people, wake up. There's a lot of energetic imbalances. There's emotional trauma behind physical symptoms. And when you heal those, you can heal. You can basically transform a person's life.
Yeah.
Wow, that is just. I mean, I'm having chills right now talking about this. It's just amazing stuff, and the world is waking up to that. You know, they're waking up to that and saying, okay, you know, perhaps we need to be more open to this stuff. Perhaps we need to take a different look, you know, take a second look. So this is really, really amazing stuff. And I thank you and I honor you for doing this work. It's absolutely amazing because when you're working, for example, even on vision, but you're healing their deep, deep trauma. So it's not just the vision that's going to improve. There's so many other things connected to that that are also going to transform. Talk about that a little bit. I know you have so many clients you've worked with and people that have had dramatic changes. Talk about that a little bit and perhaps share a story or two about, you know, your work with your clients.
Yeah, well, you know, it is transformational. And once you transform, say, an inner grief, for example, you're going to get outer, you know, an outer transformation as well. So you can feel what's going on inside, and then, you know, like I said, the physical then follows along eventually, right? So because we're 3D, but that's where then you get some results, you know, visual results or visual clarity or clear vision or whatever it happens to be, or seeing the world as you know, you want to see the world as a cruel place, or do you see the world as a kind, happy, healthy, loving place, right? So we change our perception, and we change the world too, right? So there's a lot underlying here in our own thoughts, which is consciousness, so our beliefs, our thoughts, how we perceive things. So if we are taught, you know, from an early age that it's one way, then we're going to believe that because nobody's challenged or we've never challenged that belief. But until we do, we're going to see things that way. But if we challenge that belief and not even just challenge it, but just clear it and let's just let that go, then we could come from this clearer perception. And this perception can be more true. It's truth. It's your truth. Right. So that's the most important part, is that's the freedom base there, is you can get to your truth. You don't have to go through anybody or anything else to get your answers. And that's what I train people in too, is being able to tap into and talk to your own self, your own high self, and your own, well, let's just say your guides. Okay, so you have a team of guides and so forth, but, you know, you want this team to be, you know, small enough, but to have a large impact, right? So a lot of times we have this team that has, we have never updated it. Most people have never updated their team. They don't even know they have a team. Okay, so I feel, and I know because this is what we do, is looking at your team and sorting them out, right? So either educating them or lifting them up into the highest level of consciousness possible, or, you know, just replacing them with a new team member, right? So somebody that is now more beneficial for you at this point in your life. Maybe your team was great when you were 10, but if you're 40 now, that's not what you require anymore, right? But we're still operating on those same team members that we had when we were 10, and we don't need that information anymore. They're lacking the education or the information, the upgrades, right? So there's upgrading your perception, upgrading your intuition, your high self, your answers, right? So once we can tap into answers, we are so much more powerful than we've ever been given credit for, right? So the human has this ability, and this is part of my inner vision package that I have, but it is, it's tremendously powerful when we can know something. We just know it, right? So it could be that gut feeling, you know, or listening to your heart, or you know, going from within and getting that answer instead of using that rational left brain mind, right? So there was, I think, Einstein that said that, you know, the mind is a servant and the actual intuitive intuition is a gift, right? But instead, what do we do as a society? We honor that servant and we forget the gift. So the really valuable thing is intuition. That's what Einstein said. And he was getting those genius hits, that the genius information that would come through. And that wasn't, you know, just because you sat down with a pencil and, you know, sharpened it and all this information and education all came out. No, it came through a connection. It came through this connection he had with Source. And this all this genius breakthrough information just came through, and he sat there with the pencil and just wrote whatever was coming through. It didn't come through that left brain mind. So, yes, the mind is involved, and that's why you need the brain and, you know, in the, you know, you got to get rid of the dysfunction there. And like we were saying, the imprints and different things like that, letting all that thing go so that we can get to what is the most valuable thing for us, right? And your spirit knows what is the most valuable thing for you more than you know it, right? So, so getting out of our own way a lot of times is key. And feeling, just feeling this out, feeling, you know, your parameters, your environment, and how does this feel, or does this feel, you know, are you contracting your energy? That means, maybe there's something not right about this situation. You just want to slink out the back door. Follow that. That's truth. That's truth for you. But if you feel expanded and warm and like, wow, this feels great, then, okay, follow that. Follow that path. See if there's more there for you, right? So that's the beginning part, and just staying out of the dramas, right? So if you can just look at things from stepping back, getting a different perspective, that always helps every time, right? So you can, just like you said, coming back to the U.S. after a time gone, you have a different perspective. You can see things in a different way, whereas people who haven't been gone don't see those same things, right? So you have that opportunity. So it's the clearing away of what doesn't belong there so that the perception can be more in tune or in balance with who you really are. And once you start getting those answers from yourself, you are so powerful. You can make choices like boom, boom, like a business person needs to make rapid decisions and move on, right? So you want those decisions to be spot on, you know, and moving on. That is the effective leadership. That is that visionary leader who can do that and get that answer, move on, go to the next issue or problems, you know, in the business or whatever, and seeing that big picture. You know, a lot of people are just linear. They can only see one thing in front of them, but getting that connection, corpus callosum, whatever it is, connection between the two brains, getting that all sparked on all cylinders and opened up so that we can have full access. And that's that genius mind, right, that Einstein had. So that connection then, getting that genius mind. It's not that, you memorize a pattern and now you're pulling it up. No, it's not really that, although it could be a little bit. But this information comes from who knows where. It's you know, like, how did I just get that information about the fire? Right? It's not like I memorized fires or anything before, you know? That is our abilities as humans, and you can do it too. Mm. You know, a lot of people can with the right clearings and the right, change of consciousness, change of, yeah, absolutely. So I don't exactly know where your question started, but...
That's cool. Yes. It's okay. It's all meant to, it's all good. It's all flowing as it's meant to. I have a lot of questions from the callers now regarding the offer. So I think we should talk about the offer so people can really understand how this can help them, how this is something that, you know, you can utilize. Everybody should be able to utilize this in their own lives and have these magnificent changes, these transformations that people are talking about. So I want to see, I just want to give you guys a heads up that we announced the early bird prices. They were only through yesterday, but we are actually extending them. We're keeping them for 24 hours. So just so you guys know, it is all right. So the offer is orderjoy2020.com/vision21. orderjoy2020.com/vision21, or press the special offer button. So when we get to this page, this is Quantum Cell
quantum stem cell vision regeneration. Transform your life into your dream reality with 2020 vision. So if you're suffering from nearsightedness, farsightedness, blurriness, or cataracts, floaters, pressure problems, astigmatism, or any other visual symptoms, this is going to be the answer for those problems. So Marlene, my dear, I'm going to invite you to explain the offer, and then we'll take a few more questions after that. All right, over to you, Marlene.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Well, I have a package A, and I'm going to deliver this to you by a live stream on October 19th. So this is going to be your the delivery of the healing. So I'm going to, whoever registers, I'm going to read you remotely, and part of all the clearings then that I do for this group will be based on what I read from whoever registered, okay? So it's not just a cookie cutter thing, you know, one fit, size fits all. I'm going to actually read everyone who registers, so and build the actual delivery of this live stream based on what I get from you. So we're going to look at you know, the eyes, they say, are the window of the soul, right? The reflection of the inner workings of your brain. So really, this is true. And so we will use, you know, your information that I get and do clearings around that. So just like I did for the callers before, you know, where was the origination here? What happened? Are there things in, you know, your bloodline or DNA? Are there things in genetics? So I'll definitely be going through that. But then we're also going to be using a stem cell quantum technique where we're actually going to go into the cells of the eyeball, you know, the lens, the cornea, the eyelids. We're going to actually even go into the muscles and the eyelashes, the whites of your eyes, and, you know, the retina and so forth. So we're going to do all the physical parts of your eye, the vision there, and then also going into the muscle and skin. So we're going to do the lids, lashes, skin, and muscle around the eyes too. So this is a whole physical upgrade to, you know, your vision and any vision symptoms that you're currently having. So the symptoms could be pressure, floaters, that kind of thing. So we're going to go into each of those areas, if you have cataracts, glaucoma, those sorts of things, and do special clearings around those in particular, so that your issue is going to be addressed in this live stream. So it starts, the clearings start basically when you register. Okay, so as soon as you register, I'm starting already to read this these people who've already registered, the early birds, I guess, and getting some information. So as soon as you register, really, the healing begins. So you don't have to wait until the 19th, but that is the day that we're going to be doing the live stream and the culmination of all the upgrades. So I would definitely be on that one. and it is not just for, even if you don't have, you know, a vision problem in particular, if you have stress in your life, I would definitely, you know, pick this up, because there's still going to be you know, faulty areas, just say, you know, around the skin of the eyes, right, for example, or the muscles, you know, giving, you know, way to maybe saggier eyelids and whatnot. So there could be, you know, things related to that, right? So I would definitely be on this one. And if you want to participate in Package B, I would say that this would be more beneficial for most people because this one is actually going to include a second live stream. And this live stream is for the brain, okay? And this one's going to be on October 21st. It's the brain connection. So it's everything that has to do with that visual cortex. It has to do with the nerve, right? The nerves and so forth that go from the brain to the eyes and everything in between there. So there's going to be a lot of what happens with that perception or depth perception, you know, how the brain is 50% related somehow to vision. That is what we're going to tap into and let go of those things that come up for you. Now, this one also is going to include a remote session with me. And it's really the same thing as having a, you know, a live Zoom session with me, because I'm going to ask you, I'm going to send you a form, and I'm going to ask you what is, you know, the vision issue that you want me to work on for you. So then when I get that form from you, that's the information I take. I do clearings based on that. So just like the last caller with the fire, I can see, okay, well, let's see, there was a five-year-old, you know, involved here and what happened to her. And so I'll do the exact same thing, go through the clearings, and then send you back the information, the findings that I read from you, the work that I did, and, you know, send that back to you on a chart. So you have that information, and you will definitely note the changes or improvements there too. So, so that is part of package B. And, so to get that remote healing session, that's going to make it personalized to you. So what you, you know, particularly me. So this, again, like I said, it's not cookie cutter. It's not like everybody just fits in there and I just do one thing for everyone. It's not that. This is so that you can have an individual breakthrough or flashes of inspiration or something, you know, yourself that you can start opening up that connection. So that brain connection for you is going to be big. And then I actually have a upgrade package. If you are interested in developing your intuition, which everybody really should be, as I was explaining before, all the benefits from getting your information and having the right answers for you. So it's not just, you know, although this is helpful, like you're in the car, hey, why don't you, you know, turn right. You'll get a flash, turn right. Okay, I don't know why. But when you do, you find out that you avoided a, you know, traffic jam up ahead or something like that. So not only is it helpful for that or finding, you know, knowing what to purchase at the grocery store, should I get this one or should I get that one? You'll know what's right for you. But also if you're have some type of vision, you know, if you want to, you know, do something, you know, big in the world, right? So you have, you know, you want to use your imagination, come up with what it is that that is going to be what you should, your purpose, right? What you're here to do. This is the way to start there, is to develop your intuition and access that intuitive power from within, all right? So I train people in this. I do this all the time. We work in the mental, emotional, energetic, and you clear all these blocks, whatever it is that's blocking you from your intuition. And this is going to be a third live stream. So this one's going to be on the 26th of October. And we're going to be doing anything that's going to be blocking your intuition, that's blocking your connection with Source. So that genius mind, like Einstein had that connection there where he got all the E equals MC squared. So that was for him, right? Because that was what he was into. But whatever your thing is, whatever your vision is, that's the answer that you will get. It's based on your individual personalized vision, right? So then looking at things, it's very interesting to be able to see things from the roof instead of having the view from the basement. Okay, so that's the difference, I think, here, is seeing things differently and being able to take advantage of, hey, I can see from the roof now. I can see all over, a 360-degree view here, and get more opportunities that will come to you, more synchronicities then, more possibility that that things are going to be more beneficial for you in your life. And then here is where I was talking about upgrading your spiritual team, so getting the best crew assisting you. So you might have a good team here physically, but you know, you're going to want your spiritual team in line, and this is the best way to do it. But not only that, in this particular one, there's a stem cell optimization for the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, and these are the glands in your brain They are responsible for like a spiritual awakening, a third eye type awakening type of thing. So I do a DNA activation there, and then we raise your frequency of vibration so that you can be in this really higher vibrational state. So it's closest to, it's who you are. It's really who you are before all these things came and bombarded you and weighed you down and so forth. So once we let all that go, now we can see and bring out the actual who you really are. And then getting the pineal and pituitary glands functioning again. So we're going to increase the percentage of function of those two glands. But the pineal, yes, it's a, you know, it's for sleep and the melatonin, you know, the sleep hormone and so forth. It also affects your mood, your immune system, and longevity. Okay, so a lot of people I see with a really compromised pineal have been cut off from that connection, from that genius connection. They don't sleep well. Maybe they have some, you know, problems. You know, their immune system's not that strong to fight off maybe infections and so forth. And so what they really need is an activation on this third eye and decalcification, by the way, too, because both of these glands get calcified with fluoride, chlorine, and so forth. So how can you operate? How can you get this connection when your glands are calcified? You can't. And that's part of the problem here that people are suffering from, and you just can't fight it off, right? So let's go ahead and get the calcification off from these glands. That's part of what we're going to do. And then getting your mind's eye, your third eye, that all-seeing eye or whatever, gateway to your soul, that's the pathway that we're going to open up, okay? So it's your perception, how you perceive reality and how you make your choices based on that, right? So if you're making choices every day based on just your left brain, what you know, wow, that you're limited. Total limitation right there because you only know what you know, right? Nothing wrong with that, but, you know, if you want to make decisions from a higher place that you know is truth for you and it's going to work out for you and the path is just going to go lead down from one good thing to the next good thing, that's where you want to have this clear connection, what's your, you know, perception and how you perceive to be really top-notch, right? So you need the pineal gland, okay, for peak performance in anything, you know, and spiritual awakening. So we're going to go do the pineal gland, and then we're going to do the pituitary. Now, the pituitary is, you know, it balances, it processes hormones, right? So your entire endocrine system runs its hormones through there, right? So you're going to get an upgrade in a lot of things, not just vision, okay? So not just inner vision and outer vision, but you're going to get potentially your hormones balanced as well with this one. So, but you have to have a fully functioning pituitary gland for your pineal gland to be fully operational. So that's why I had to put that in there too, because it definitely has an effect on that gland and also other organs. And the stress hormone cortisol from the adrenals, it helps balance that out. And we were talking about stress being a key factor in vision and vision loss to begin with, right? So it's going to assist you with that stress hormone. And it also could, you know, balance your blood sugar and blood pressure too. but yeah, it has to be in here for the whole package to work because it vibrates. It vibrates in synchronicity with the pineal gland, interestingly enough. So we can, you know, renew ourselves physically, but spiritually as well. So opening that intuition and level of higher consciousness. So this is absolutely critical, especially in this time right now. The energetic shifts coming through, the golden age they're talking about that we're experiencing can open the doors within the pineal and allow us to have intuitive and higher awareness. And just imagine if we can know what's going on right now, you know, more than everybody else. It's very freeing. Okay, I've got to say, it's a freeing feeling, and you can actually go from depression and hopelessness into optimism and peace, and that's a huge thing, especially right now, to feel peace, right? But that's an everyday thing for me. I come from there now because I know, right? So once you have the knowing, you don't need to go back into fear. So this is really a huge, huge piece. And so along with that inner vision package, anyway, we are giving away, I'm going to communicate with you for 30 days by email, and I'm going to let you know what's happening, what the progress is, things they can do, other material that I have for them that is going to assist them with their intuition. So that's really cool. So that's an option they can do for inner vision. But there are a group of people who know who you are, that if you have a vision and you're looking at, betterment of humanity, or you're looking at something that's going to help people, but you need this vision to be clarified, and you need this to be laser focused. You need this clarity and focus, and right now maybe you're just a little fuzzy on things, or you just can't really just get there. You got kind of a goal, but you don't, you're not able to roll it out, or a product that you want launched that's going to help, people in some way. So visionary leadership. I am offering a fourth live stream. Okay, and this one is letting go of limitations. So it's upscaling, it's accelerated intuition, okay? That's upscaling for people with visions and leaders and so forth. So anyone, you don't really have to own a business, although it is great for people who do, because you can take a quantum leap and escalate, your vision and roll it out and actually start manifesting the things that, into reality. So how can you do that? Well, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleared for most people, I find. And of course, again, it's going to have some brain components to it, too. We're going to look at your frequency of vibration there again. So there's a lot to that, but there's also there's many things that we're going to work together on. So that this one here is going to include sessions with me. So we're going to talk privately and get to know what your vision is and clarify it, and then clear whatever it is uniquely in the way of that for you. So whatever's coming up, that's what we're going to clear. So the road is going to be open highway, nobody on it but you. Zoom, you can just zoom right there, from point A to point B without all these roadblocks and detours and so forth. And with that one, there's going to be remote healing for 30 days to fortify whatever, everything that we did, your improvements and so forth. And then there's, like I said, the personal sessions with me. There's going to be two of those. But I believe there's a third one. If it's within the first 24 hours, I think maybe by today, you'll get a bonus third session with me. If you act right away, because, that's what business leaders do, right? They make quick decisions. So they feel that it's right for them. They'll know and step up and then get that bonus. So that is going to be pretty cool. So you'll know it's for you because, maybe you are successful in some areas of your life, but you've been called to do more, that there's more there. You're ready to connect with this intuition, make a alignment, be in alignment with your purpose. What is it that you came here for? Are we just, playing out this role and then boom, we go and that's it, or what? I mean, especially right now with the opportunities that are in, there's so many opportunities right now. People think of it as, things are closing up and things are going away. Oh, yeah, but you know what's opening up and coming forward? And this is the, people who are unstoppable, they don't let these limitations stop them. They just go into these different paths, just like Tesla is doing, for example, Elon Musk with the Tesla cars, and he's got, the space thing going on. He did both visions, okay? So he knew that would be right for him, and he went for it, and he did it, and it's success, basically. So you can see what your ideal business is. He didn't know if he could do both, but he saw it. He saw, yes, it was for him, and so he went for it. So he made some great, decisions that are going to be, monetarily probably huge for him. But you can also get the best employees, you know, the best products or services, knowing what to promote, what to develop, who to be on your team. You know, maybe there's going to be somebody that's not going to perform as, you know, in that position the best. You can, you know who your team should be, you know, the people around you and what to do in almost every situation. So, and you're looking at customers and, you know, that's another thing is you can be very highly competitive because you'll know what the marketplace wants. And you'll offer that, and people and customers will come to you and get it from you. So you'll also know what to charge for it. You can get the exact pricing that would be the best, you know, that people will go for. And you can shave off decades off your learning curve this way because I've actually done it myself, okay? So I've done it. Many people I've assisted to do this, so you can too. But you don't have to, you know, take 20, 30 years and go through all the roadblocks and challenges and pitfalls and so forth that I did and other people have done too. So, and you can learn together on these masterminds. I have a fifth live stream, right? So you're going to be in that too. And that's a mastermind with other leaders, entrepreneurs, that type of person. And, you know, that wants to transform into a more strategic thinker, more innovative leader to achieve outstanding results, right, and success. That's what we want. We want to be able to have that for ourselves, but also to affect the people that we are serving, you know, the customer. Who is it that we are providing this for? We want them to have a huge benefit from our business, right? So they get the benefit. We get the benefit, you know, humanity gets the benefit. Everything, you know, in our life is starting to sing and hum and be in tune, right? So you're, you know, you're in balance, right? So your life just starts coming together. And once you tap into these abilities, really, you become aware and interpret all the situations. So really, you found the right place, you know, and at the right price, I'm going to tell you, too, this is hugely discounted because I want you to have this. I really do. This is a natural progression from vision, outer vision, to the inner vision, and just going the full circle and having everything that you want in your life show up for you the way you see it. So very freeing, and it's an important timing right now for you to take rapid action too. And like I said, too, if you do, in the next 24 hours, I'm adding on an additional session with me. So there's where you're going to learn all the secret techniques and using your intuitive state to activate that genius and getting your answers.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for explaining this in detail. It is so exciting. Honestly, it's... I think people are just loving the Package B because I see a lot of notifications for Package B. So congratulations to all of those. Actually, whether it's Package A or B, this is going to help you. And when we picked the healers for our docuseries, the four master healers, they were the ones that we have worked with for a long time, many years. Marlene is one of them. And B, we picked the healers that had the best results, that, you know, if they promised something, then they got those results. That is because, you know, we were putting this out to the world that energy healing works. You can get the results. You can change your life. You can transform your life. So those were the healers we picked. And like I said, Marlene was, of course, one of them, and we're so excited about it. And now this vision package is very timely. It is, I know from the comments that I'm reading that everybody's really excited about it. I am too. It is an awesome, awesome program. Package A currently is at 177. Package B currently is at 247. As announced, we are just keeping these prices for 24 hours. They will go up. So make sure you take advantage of these packages and the great bonuses that they're coming with as soon as you can, because the prices will go up. So the offer is at orderjoy2020.com. vision21. Vision21. So take action now. You know, this is one of the things that, yeah, we can visualize a lot of stuff. We can wish for it. We can hope for it. But you got to take action to make it happen. And at these prices, honestly, it's a steal. What it's going to do for you, think about it, what you would have to do in order to get whatever, you know, condition you have corrected, that's thousands of dollars. And if it's a problem in your life which is blocking you, how much is that costing you? Probably thousands of dollars again, if not more. And there is no price for living the life that you want. I mean, who can put a price tag on that? So Marlene, as she said, because she really wants everybody to be able to take advantage of this and really get the benefit, she has priced it at really giveaway prices. She does have to have an exchange for the time that she's going to be spending. So $177 and $247 are a steal, and that's what's available right now. So thank you again, Marlene, for this awesome, awesome package. I want to ask you a couple of questions. Did you announce what time the live stream is, on the timings of the live stream?
October 19th is going to start at 9 a.m. Pacific. That's noon Eastern. Okay. And the one on the 21st for package B, that's going to be at 12 noon Pacific or 3 p.m. Eastern. And the others are going to be at 9 a.m. Pacific.
Awesome. Thank you. And Celia wants to know, she says, I'm a bit confused. The pineal sessions and additional bonuses, which Marlene mentioned, are those an add-on after purchasing the package, or is it included in package B?
It's an add-on. So, like, if you purchased A or B, you'll get to another page. And that's going to offer you the inner vision. Yeah, and that's the inner vision one. That's where the pineal and pituitary are going to pop up there. And it's not that much additional to add that on either, by the way. And for that additional, I think, I don't even know if it's $200. To get the pineal and the pituitary for that, plus the other live stream that I'm doing, plus the intuition training and activating your pineal and so forth. Yeah, definitely worth it for almost everybody. I mean, even if you just have some problems sleeping, that would be an absolute, you know, great thing to do for you, because that's the pineal is the melatonin and the sleep.
So just so you guys know, the additional add-on is $197, and you'll get the that's an add-on. So like Marlene said, you can you'll get access to that page only after either you buy package A or B, and then you can add this on, which is accessing your intuitive power within quantum inner vision healing live stream. And then you have the pineal gland in there. And then you have a bonus, which is weekly email communications from Marlene for 30 days. That's for $197. So that's an add-on. So don't miss that when you guys check out. And if you guys have already checked out, you already bought, you missed this somehow, just email us. And Chris at customer service will be able to help you with that. So we are at the end of our time together, Marlene. This has been a fantastic eye-opening call.
Yeah.
And, is there something you would like to add before we say goodbye to you?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, give your listeners a huge package here this time, because it is so dearly needed right now. And, you know, and I know what I went through, and when we're talking I, you know, that is our I, right? It's who we are, really. And so it's so basic to, you know, our vision and our eyesight is so basic to actually who our essence is, what our essence is, who we are at the core. And this, you know, it's like being able to see from the outside is great, you know, to have this physical vision, but then also being able to see from the inside out, gaining that clarity, insight, and wisdom. So not only for your improved physical vision, but also for a very powerful and purposeful life. So to live out the quality of your life, you know, stronger, more empowered, in more truth, you know, in line with your own truth and vision, so that you, you know, can be leaving your own legacy, if you will, of who you are, not just playing out the role of, you know, duality and, you know, somebody else's thoughts and beliefs, right? So we don't need to operate under other people's thoughts and beliefs anymore. We're, you know, we're past that. This is the time now to live out your destiny from your truth, right, from your purpose. So how do you get there? This is what you got to do. You got to do the work of clearing out what doesn't belong. Right. So starting with awareness, starting with your outer vision, and then moving into this inner vision, and then finding your inner reality, real reality. So the realness behind everything. Yeah.
Beautiful. I concur with everything you said. Absolutely. So we are, like I said, at the end of our time together. It has been such an honor to share this with you today, Marlene. I want to thank our listeners as well for being here today with us and for participating. Keep shining your beautiful light, and the world is right now more than ever.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Lots and lots of love. Take care, and bye-bye.
Thank you.